And so the other thing is, I don't know what you'd really call this. It's kind of just like, the key is conversions with this one. There's not really a good name with it, but the first time I really saw this happen well was a product called Affiliate Project X, where there was only one or two guys that promoted it. And, I mean, decent-sized list, but not like huge lists, not like Michael Sam or Frank Kern or something. And it converted so well. It was just a ClickBank product. If I remember right, it was like $77. And it converted insanely well, and the word got out. I mean, it was like a few bucks, like $4, $5, $6 a click, every click you sent to it. And so as an affiliate, I mean, when I heard about it, I freaked out and mailed my list immediately, and it killed it, absolutely killed it. And so I told like 10 other of my other affiliate guys to promote it because it would make them a lot of money. And it's something you want, you know, as an affiliate, you want to keep your other affiliate, your other affiliates happy. Or if you're launching products, you want to keep them happy. So you tell them about things that are going to make them money. So it's a really powerful thing. I mean, obviously you want your product to convert well, and that's a given, but, one thing that works really well are these videos that, I'm not really sure who started it. Actually, Keith Wellman's going to be coming out with a product about this, but it's really simple where it's just a white page. Doesn't have to be white, obviously, but a lot of them have been like this. It's just a page with a video that just starts playing automatically, just starts playing it. And a lot of times there's no way to fast forward through it because they kind of want you to see the whole message. And I'm not sure if Michael Sam did it first. He's the first one that I know about, but I'm sure that there's probably been others. And then Keith took it and kind of really ran with it, Keith Wellman. And he's had multiple ones where, I remember one of them, he called me up and he's like, dude, I just launched this to my list last night. It took me 4 hours to put together and it's already made me like $150,000 or something since yesterday. And over the course of the next few days, it was like $400,000, $500,000. And basically, it's like a 20 to 30 minute long video that goes into a lot of... just different psychological things. It's a real personal type of thing. It seems like it's exclusive just for the list. And after he launched it, he said, like, basically it just goes from here where it plays, and then at the end it either takes him or tells him to go to another page. It just has an order form where it's like, yes, you know, the little checkbox that says, yes, I'll do this, a couple bullet points, and then the credit card info, and that's it. Just this simple process. Usually there's probably also an upsell in here. But yeah, it's really simple, and the great thing about this is you don't have to have any pre-launch or anything. It works really well in explaining the whole process and getting them on board. I'm trying to think of a good example of these. The thing is most of them are super exclusive, so they're up for just a few days and then they're gone. But he released this to his partners, and it just went nuts. And so I'm sure you've seen a lot of them by now. Have you seen any of these?
Yeah, I've seen actually. Well, I wanted to add actually, this is a great idea. And what you can do is, I was talking earlier about webinars. One thing I didn't mention earlier is, I always record my webinars, and then once I recorded the webinars, I then send those out to the list afterward and say, hey, if you missed the webinar, of course, you can come and watch the recorded version and send a link to that, or I'll put that on the blog, for example. If you're doing a blog with your launch, which is another good idea, by the way, when you're doing a launch, a classic style launch like I was talking about before, I also didn't talk about the fact that you can have a blog and you can post those videos on the blog, and if you hold a contest, drive that traffic to the blog to answer the questions on the blog, because you want to get people coming to the blog, posting comments in the blog, and people can see, wow, there's 472 comments. It gets people feeling like there's people are really excited and interesting. So I'm kind of going off on a tangent with the blog here, but what I want to talk about, going back to this now, are the webinars, the recorded webinars, and this kind of here is kind of like a webinar. It's really just a presentation. It can be a PowerPoint, mixed PowerPoint, audio, and maybe some video. But if you do a webinar and you record it, or even a teleseminar and you record it, you can then use that as this kind of idea. So maybe if you do, for example, we're talking about rolling launches or evergreen launches, once you've done a live presentation, a live a webinar, if you record it, you can then come back later and you can do a mini launch just like this with almost no effort. Just literally throw up your recorded webinar, bam, that's your launch. So that's another idea that you can use.
That's friggin' killer. That is really, really good. Because webinars just close like insane. I'm sure that's a brand new idea that just happened. That's insane. Yeah,
exactly. Well, this is what made me think of that idea. So, yet again, record the webinars you do, record the teleseminars, maybe it's just an audio, come back, revisit it a month or two later, there's no doubt that throwing that back up is going to now make you more revenues. And the other thing which is important to know is, just because you sold something to your list before does not mean that list will not buy it again. Don't be afraid of re-releasing the same thing, because people, let's say in January, might have wanted it, but they couldn't afford it. Or maybe they were busy, or maybe they didn't read the emails. And they did in March or July or whatever. So that's the way you want to record everything, and then you can go ahead and do this off of something you maybe previously done. Or if you've done this, you can do it the other way. If you've got a really good presentation, maybe you come back and you flip it around. The first launch may have been a video launch, Now you're going to go into a classic style launch and you have this content from before and you can now use that again. So just more ideas to play with and just kind of be more creativity and more ways of kind of slicing it up.
Yeah, that's great stuff. That's a really good idea. Seriously, because these things kill it, and yeah, they're basically just webinars. And so, yeah, that's really good stuff. So you can take your launch you have going and cut it up into multiple smaller launches and just make a killing with it. So it's a great way to repackage the info because, yeah, it's like you said, people, when they see it a couple times later on, like I'm on my list of product several times over the year, and it'll still make a lot of money every time if it's the same product just because people are in different mindsets at different periods.
Exactly. So that's kind of like the evergreen we were talking about before, the evergreen type of launch where you can keep always kind of have it rolling in the background. Maybe you shut it down, and maybe you don't shut it down. You know, one of the other things you can do is you can have a launch like this or even a classic style launch, and maybe the scarcity are just the bonuses. So the first 100 people are going to get this. The first 200 people are going to get this. And then you can say, hey, this is the last email you're ever going to get about this product during this release. But you never said you were taking it down. You just said this is the last email you're going to get. And that's actually what I did. One of my most recent launches, one of my more recent launches, I just said, this is the last email we're going to send you about this product kind of thing. And then that was it. But I never actually took it down because I never said I was going to take it down. And then we'll get sales trickling afterwards because there's still traffic that's coming in. So that's kind of like that sort of evergreen kind of style launch where you actually don't necessarily close it and you can still get sales ongoing. Right. Even though, because you're not actively marketing it, and you can still come out and do a big release again, but meanwhile, quietly in the background, and still making sales here and there, and those sales add up if you have different products.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And another idea for that continual launch thing is to make it to where, especially when you first launch it, that the launch price is like $100, but you know the price is going to triple at the end of a week or something, so the price triples, but that way it's still alive, and later on you can just come by and do like a discount for whatever reason, you know, like a tax season or whatever, you know, I need to bring in some more money, so good for you guys. For the next week, it'll be at 2/3 off or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, that's something else I've done. Speaking of price raises, I have legitimately raised the price of a product. So I once had a product at $9.97, and I said, this is the last time you're ever going to be able to buy it at $9.97, and then because the next time it's going to go up to, you know, $13.97, and I think that's what we actually did. So it was legitimate. We actually really did raise the price, so we were able to say, hey, you better get it now, and then the next time we came out with it, it really was the higher price. So that's, you know, that's something else you can do. You can raise the prices of stuff. And people, don't be afraid to raise prices. It's amazing. People will often buy something at a higher price because there's a higher perceived value. So sometimes having a higher price point is actually a better idea. You'll actually make more money and make more sales at a higher price point than you would at a lower price point. And that comes back to testing. So you may want to segment your list and test certain price points with certain parts of your list. And that's kind of a whole other topic, but that we're kind of going off on a tangent. But still, raising prices is certainly something you can do.